John McGivern's here. So, you've been back in Milwaukee for how long now?
Since the end of 2001.
All right.
Yeah.
And are you used to the weather? Are you at the point where you are okay with the fact
that it's... I don't care. The weather isn't what bugs me, but there are some things that do, and I'd love to... Can I share with you?
Absolutely.
Do you mind?
No, that'd be fine.
I call this the state of the city. Okay, I was raised on the east side of Milwaukee, closer to the river than to the lake. I was raised with five brothers and sisters, a mom and a dad, on the first floor of a duplex with three bedrooms and one bathroom. We lived on a block that was made up of bricklayers, American Motor factory workers, Allen Bradley third shifters, a grocer, a garbage man, a fireman, and a disabled World War II veteran. We lived next door to a German family that went to a Lutheran church, and there was an Italian family who lived around the corner who never went to church. We lived in a city where news was given to us by people we thought of as friends, and our weather was forecasted by a puppet named Albert the Alley Cat. We walked to school in the morning and ran home in the afternoon. During the summer, we would head off across the Locust Street Bridge to Gordon Park Pool with a dime and a towel. Our biggest concern was if the park attendant would allow us in the pool after checking in between our toes for athlete's feet. Dinner was at 5. No excuses. Everyone, all 8 of us, at the table, eating everything on our plates. During the school year, we couldn't go out after supper. In the summer, we could stay out till it got dark. Then we could stay on the porch till my dad yelled from his chair in the living room to come in and get ready for bed. I look back, and I wish we could return to an easier, kinder time. After all, these past couple weeks, we saw a show with high school students making national headlines with the video of their brutal fighting. You couldn't miss the coverage of the anti-war violence on Oakland Avenue at an Army recruiting center where windows were smashed and feces thrown all over the building. The trial started of a man who pleaded guilty of killing and robbing a pizza delivery kid in the neighborhood I knew so well growing up. The ongoing armed robberies in Bayview, the drive-by shooting of an innocent boxing coach in the middle of a sunny day, the notice in the Milwaukee Journal that in one 24-hour period, there were 6 shootings resulting in one death in this city we call home. I take pause this morning to wonder where we are headed as a city, as a community. I don't know, but it's time to talk about it, first with our families at the dinner table, then with our neighbors on our front porches, then with the leaders we have elected and entrusted. Something has to happen. We're a greater city, a greater community than all of this.